SunTrust Park in Atlanta opens with an exhibition game this Friday. The road to a new home for the Atlanta Braves has been very long and very expensive. The estimated total cost of the project is now topping $1 billion. Joining me to talk about it is GPB senior sports correspondent John Nelson. Hey there.
Morning.
So.
Just go ahead. We'll rapid fire.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So look, there's a lot of excitement.
Yes.
Over SunTrust Park.
Agreed.
The Braves will not be playing this
week. They've got a Waffle House there.
Okay.
And one of the most underrated, under-the-radar ice creams that is a local brand, High Road. OMG, exclamation point, italicized and underlined. I think they're going to be like one of the official ice creams up there at SunTrust. Marietta product, Marietta grown. They're going to be at SunTrust.
Okay,
and
so what I'm getting from you is the excitement you have for SunTrust Park is the food.
Yes.
Okay, so let's kind of, there's a lot of complaints
yeah.
about SunTrust Park.
Right. The fact that they shoehorned it into one of the most heavily trafficked areas in the planet, which you're going to get to.
We're going to talk about traffic in a few minutes. There's people still upset over the fact that the Braves are leaving Atlanta. There's concern over the cost of the seats.
Right.
There's concern over what that's going to do to that community right there, pedestrian. Where would you like to start?
All right, so let's take it a point at a time. Shoehorning it in, I'd love to know, access. I think they have shuttles that are going to be going from the 20 different parking structures that are going to be heading to this 41,500 seat facility. Then there was the notion of season tickets, where you had to be a season ticket holder to get into the first exhibition game ever. And if you didn't have a season ticket, there was no way you're going to get access. But that's just how it is these days. It's all about controlling revenue streams. And Liberty Media and the Braves didn't have that in downtown at Turner Field. So they went to a partner in Cobb County that said, yeah, we'll clear out some space and we'll blow this up for you. And you can throw this $1.1 billion development into this 5-pound bag.
All right, let's hear from a few people that we spoke to. These are people who are around SunTrust Park. Here's what they had to say about the park.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I live in Holly Springs, Georgia.
Well, I do know that they hold a lot of events, so of course it's going to provide a substantial amount of jobs for younger people.
I'm Kenny Lynn, and I live in North Druid Hills. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, with the sports team being a private entity, it doesn't make much sense to me that it's using public money to build their stadium.
My name's Tondalea Carter. And I originally lived in Smyrna for like 15 years. How are we going to do with this parking? What's going to affect the value of my home? Really never could get a good answer for them. So I picked up and moved to Brookhaven.
I haven't actually seen a good answer on exactly what they have discovered and what it's
going
to...
No, I agree with you. I haven't seen any good answers when it comes to additional revenue or just revenue in general for that 2-mile radius, whether it's on a game day or otherwise. And frankly, I have more questions overall than I do answers.
What questions do you have?
Well, A, on the field, speaking as senior sports correspondent, how are they going to do on the field? But you could see the last couple of seasons at Turner Field that they were trying to make themselves younger. And from my perspective, it was to keep an eye on their bottom line so they could help pay for their new facility.
Wait, they were getting, you say they're, you th- you believe they
I
were
believe.
Getting younger players because they're cheaper.
Yeah, and that way you could protect your bottom line and invest in your new facility a couple of years down the line. Yes, the kids that they got are amazingly talented at the minor league level, and they fleeced the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Shelby Miller deal to get a lot of prospects. But how far away are they? I think this year the team on the field gets a pass. Maybe they win somewhere between 71 and 75 games. And as long as they're competitive, they'll be okay. There are veterans that are on the roster, most of them in the starting five for the pitching staff. But if the team isn't in contention, these guys are going to go away and they're going to be traded at the trade deadline for more younger players to continue to build the way the Houston Astros did. And I think that's what the Braves are looking at when it comes to success down the line. But how many years down the line is down the line these days?
Wait, let me sort through all of that sports stuff you just said.
Sure.
Does that mean they're going to have a better season this year?
In theory, they could have a little better season. I'm thinking it will be slightly better, but how much better you don't really know, because how will these young prospects adjust to being full-time major leaguers? When do they hit that wall and how do they get through it?
Do we have any kind of idea on what a better facility, more updated facility has on players?
No, I think really if it's just bells and whistles, maybe it has to do with ability to train and having all of those kinds of elements around you, to where if you've got the shiniest and the most new Stairmaster, maybe you do better. I don't know if there's any empirical evidence when it comes to new facilities, but you know, when you have all of these new things that are going to be there, you know, how does it translate to the team? Or is it just a newer version of a pitchback machine and indoor batting cages? I think that's the larger question.
I'm speaking with GPB senior sports correspondent John Nelson.
Uh-huh.
The other big question
right.
at this point is whether or not diehard fans, who many of whom are still very angry that the Atlanta Braves are leaving Atlanta, whether they will show up at SunTrust Park.
But the Braves maintain that moving to SunTrust and moving to Cobb County is closer to a majority of their fans anyway, and that's how they've combated that particular argument. And you know, I think the place is going to be pretty much sold out. I mean, it's 41,500, which I think is 8,000 less than Turner Field. So all those empty seats that you saw for the Milwaukee or Pittsburgh games in June and July, they'll be less open. Now that you have 8,000 seats, you have 8,000 less seats, it's going to look more crowded than it did last year.
Right, but there were way more than 8,000 empty seats.
I know, but I'm just saying with 8,000 less seats, it's going to look more full is what I'm saying.
Do they need to sell out in order to break even?
I think it's all about the revenue streams and each individual revenue stream we're talking about. You're talking parking, you're talking concessions, you're talking the stadium itself, you're talking naming rights, you're talking all of the private developments and the housing that's going on, all of these other elements. This is all that plays into it now, to where big owners want as much control over every possible revenue stream going into a property as possible.
So where do the taxpayers get their cut out of all that you just mentioned?
Get their cut?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the enjoyment of going to a Braves game. I don't think that Cobb County taxpayers, even though from what I understand from folks in Cobb County, it was 50-50 as to whether or not they were for it or against it.
Yeah.
And as they say in the South, you're either with us or against us.
Okay.
So they're kind of 50-50 right now. It'll be interesting to see what the economic impact is going to be, and you'll get into that later on in the show with everything going on in that 2-mile radius that is planned and how it rubs off on Cobb County. Will it come up with more jobs? Whether it's short-term, long-term, part-time, inside the ballpark, that kind of stuff, as the folks that you talked to just a couple of minutes ago. All these questions, and I'm only here for a short period of time, but only time can give us these answers.
Well, because we're not actually
evidence.
Getting them from the
no.
from the Braves organization at this point.
Got to dig them up ourselves.
Right. So, however, I mean, in the past, we have seen a great deal of economic research showing that stadiums mm-hmm. don't actually make money for taxpayers. They don't end up being a net positive for the communities that embrace
them. Do I reference
them.
The spoiler piece that you posted on the Twitters when you were promoting the segment?
Right. So I tweeted out, we're spending a full hour on SunTrust Park today. John Nelson will talk about whether the stadium is worth it. Spoiler, mm-hmm. and we went to a very good report from Bloomberg.
Right, and it's how the Braves as an organization from the top down have moved from older established minor league markets to new shinier stadia, and it's put a financial burden on each of these towns going forward. Single A, they used to be in Macon. They were for a long time. Rome, Georgia said, okay, we'll build you a new barn. So they're now at State Mutual, and Rome is having to deal with that new barn. Double A, they were in Greenville, South Carolina. They were in an older facility there. Pearl, Mississippi stepped up and said, okay, yeah, we'll build you this nice new stadium out in the suburbs of the town of Jackson, Mississippi. But if I remember the Bloomberg piece correctly, Pearl, Mississippi's bond rating has gone down because of everything that they've tried to build around this new stadium that hasn't taken off. In AAA, it used to be in Richmond, Virginia, in an older facility. You see where I'm going here.
Yeah, I do.
And then Richmond, Virginia says, okay, we're not going to spend money to work on this stadium. And so Gwinnett steps up. And over the past couple of seasons, Cool Ray Field has had problems bringing in secondary events and all that kind of stuff to try to help pay off the bond. So you see there's a trend here. And I'm afraid that when it gets to the major league level, you're talking more zeros to the left of the decimal point.
$1.1 billion.
Yeah, it's 692, I want to say, it's, oh, sorry, 682 or 672 for the park, and then 428 or 438 for all of the surrounding material.
That's very darn close. I want to read this tweet from someone who has an opposing opinion.
Go.
Because I assume that Silma Johns is being sarcastic here. The tweet is, quote, "People from Cobb County complaining about SunTrust Park. I'm sure the people of Summerhill, Peoplestown, and Pittsburgh would have complained too if they had new job opportunities, road improvements, pedestrian bridges, entertainment, new restaurants, a new hotel, and an office tower built in their neighborhood."
Right. End quote. That does sound somewhat sarcastic.
Yes.
The only thing missing there was the hashtag sarcasm.
Right.
And, you know, you look at Turner Field, and I know that there have been multiple chances or multiple attempts to try to build stuff in and around Turner Field, and now it's Georgia State's turn. And I think that's another interesting sidebar to this whole thing. With Georgia State taking it over and using it as their new athletic facility, how will Georgia State work with the football team now playing there instead of further up the road? So it's another dynamic in all of it.
Yeah, we're surrounded by state. I want to read one more tweet from Silma Johns, who says, "The lack of public transportation to SunTrust Park speaks volumes of who they think their fans are and where they live." And we are going to be talking about transportation in just a moment.
CCT is going to be busy going to Culmberland Mall.
That is correct. However, before we go, John, what do you expect? This is not the first game. This exhibition game is not the Braves. But what do you expect for the season in terms of SunTrust Park in attendance?
I think it's going to be pretty full because it's one of the new toys in the toy chest. Everybody's going to want to see the new shiny fire truck and see what it does. You know, I mean, it's Christmas morning right now. You unwrap the present. You see the nice fire truck. You see the nice motor-operated car, and you want to take it out in the driveway and have it do wheelies. So I think that this year it's going to get a pass just because it's the new toy, much like Mercedes-Benz will, whether it's the Falcons or Atlanta United, what we're talking. So shiny new car, first year, maybe second year you get a pass, and then the folks are going to go back to the way that they've been as fans.
Oh, the colorful metaphors of sports journalists.
Bam.
That GPB Sports senior correspondent John Nelson, thanks so much.
Anytime.